Jeff Sheen's here.
Yep.
Eric Monocle's here.
Hello.
Jeff Arcuri's here.
Hey.
Lovely guest. Beautiful guest. Very funny. Gonna be on Colbert soon, doing late night. Can we talk? Can we mention that? Can we
Yeah.
Taped it a couple of days ago, so catch him on Colbert here in a little bit. But we're gonna, you know, talk finance and catch up. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Which is a bigger career accomplishment, Colbert or being on our podcast?
This I've been
it's
waiting
the podcast.
Since I moved here.
That's right.
It's really two stars rising at the same time. You know, we're just kind
of... but one's slightly higher than the other one.
Exactly.
Right. Miss.
Yeah, slightly higher.
They don't meet.
Higher. They just kind of crest up near each other. Thanks for doing the show. You like money.
Oh, I'm into it. Yeah.
You have a finance background.
I did do finance stuff. Yeah, I did. I was a financial service advisor for a credit union.
Right. That's a pretty good job.
It was. I think that it sounds like advisor. The word advisor and finance, that you just assume that we are better than we were because it was a service advisor, which is like a customer service agent that has to learn about stuff. That's all it is.
That is a good title, though.
You just talk to people on the phone?
Yeah, and in person.
Did you make money?
Yeah, I made commissions.
Doing what?
Why are you looking at me like I was doing some under the table?
Yeah,
like
this isn't an investigation.
It's finance stuff. You're doing blow and making big trades.
I got a question for you.
I did finance in the 80s.
What's the most money you've ever seen?
The most money I've ever seen?
Yeah. First of all, let's phrase it like a question, and I'll be like, "Oh, what's the most money you ever seen?
What's the most money?"
How much money you see?
Okay.
You tell it to my face.
Are you an Italian? This is Italian, right?
Yeah. I pick up the pen, I lose my voice.
Who else could it be?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Russian, tell it to my face.
This is how Japanese people sound. Didn't you know that? What's the most money you ever seen?
Like in person? I'm sorry, actual bills?
Well, let's go bills first.
What's the most money that you've ever made someone? No.
Most money? I didn't really make people money. I saved them money.
You made yourself money by saving them money.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the only plus side, is that it was like a better... So let me answer your question first. The most money I've seen in person? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, good answer.
A few thousand.
Oh, okay.
Technically I saw like a unprinted or the mints where they show you where all the money is that they can't use.
Yeah.
I saw that. I forgot where I was.
What about like on a computer screen? You ever see like a bunch of zeros?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the most number of zeros you ever saw?
We had this old guy come in every week to just count his interest on his two different accounts that had over $1 million in them.
Oh, boy.
And he was so old. He's like, "Mom, my kids are getting all of this." And I'm like, "What are you going to do with it?" And he's like, "I'm just giving it to them." And I'm like, "Man, that sucks. You work so hard, and I get saving, it's important, but then to just go out counting."
Yeah.
Yep, 1,100,000.
And that does suck. Like, my grandparents were poor and like didn't do anything like that for me.
I like how it becomes about take the perspective of the
This
of the
is pretty much the podcast every week. Jeff makes current events and our guest somehow makes it about himself.
Isn't that shitty, you know, that our grandparents didn't have any money to do that for us?
Mine did, but then he cut us out.
See?
Why would you do to deserve that?
I don't know, actually. But he cut my dad's side of the family out. He had a new family.
My grandparents spent all their money on booze. So,
What about your grandparents, E?
I don't think they had any money either. I don't know.
They're buried in a ditch somewhere. Hey, you know.
Wow.
They're tossed in naked.
Oh, my God.
Now they throw them to the wolves. Put out in the woods.
Get those monocles out of that house. We got to sell it.
Oh, man.
Just knock it down around him. That's fine.
And that's how he got his last name. That's what they were called.
That house is infested with monocles. Kill him and throw it in a ditch.
Sounds like a slur. These monocles are moving in.
One time when I had a day job and I worked at a law firm, they gave me a cashier's check for $50,000 once. I was like 19 years old. I'm like holding this check like, "Whoa, this is amazing."
That's cashiers. Yeah, you could.
Yeah, I could have run away with it.
Oh, okay. They didn't give it to you to like deliver.
They gave it to me to deliver.
Oh, wow. So you could have left town.
That's
like
what I mean. That's
psycho.
That's what I said. I was like, I was like 19 years old. I have a briefcase of $50,000 check in it. I'm like driving it 30 minutes away, or like it was like 3 hours.
Well, you had to carry it in a briefcase? Could you just fold it up and put it in your pocket?
No, sounds like a guy who's never had a check for $50,000. Am I right, fellas?
What do you handcuff a briefcase to your wrist and walk around town?
Exactly.
It's a cashier's check.
No, if I wanted money to be delivered safety, I'd give it to the boy in glasses that no one suspects has $50,000.
Exactly.
I think they would once they see him with a briefcase and a handcuffs around his arm.
Okay, guys.
That's probably important.
They also
I probably would have taken the briefcase away from him when he was like, "Oh, that's a lot of money." Oh, that's a lot of money. $50,000.
You ever see so many zeros? They also gave me a gun, so it's okay.
So $50,000, but that's not enough to run away, $50,000.
When you're 19, though.
But also, but in American Psycho, or not American Psycho, in Psycho, it was only $100,000 that she got.
100,000 is a good amount. Back then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but to change your name and change your life. And
back then?
I mean, look. In
no,
in
even the remake with Anne Heche.
I had $50,000 cashier in 2010 money. All right, boys?
2010 was a good time.
This is not 2018 money.
Economy was low 2010. Mm-hmm. You could have stretched that out. Yeah, uh-huh. Plus, you could always go to Peru.
And also, you free
shout
briefcase.
Shout out to Peru. Yeah, exactly.
Free briefcase. We know
it was a nice one. Country. And the handcuffs.
Could have gone to Peru.
Handcuffs are good.
Why do you like Peru so much?
You ever been?
No, have you?
Neither have you.
It's nice in the winter.
Oh. You have no idea.
You're really pushing Peru.
Yeah, I like Peru in the winter.
$50,000 in Peru, that's like you're the richest person in the country.
Well, no.
That is not accurate.
Yeah, there's some wealthy Peruvians.
Name one.
He just wanted
Jesus?
To say Peruvian.
Name another.
Jesus?
Name two.
What's
you can't just
name
the most famous Jesus? One. Cristo.
Peruvian governor guy.
Wow, that's a weird last name.
Yeah, he's the governor, so it fits.
All right, so you did commissions for banks.
Yeah, so basically what would happen was people would call, like I would cold call people, but also they'd call in like for product stuff, like loans and stuff, and then I'd look at their credit history and tell them what they could do to save money, like consolidate credit cards or refinance their loan from a dealer loan.
That's
like,
great.
For example, a lot of people, when they get to buy a car, they go to a dealer and they go, yeah, I'd like to buy a car here. And they're like, we can do the financing. And most people go, okay, cool. And here's your interest rate. Let's say it's 6%. They get their interest rate and they say, okay, cool. Thank you very much. Then you find out later that all these banks and stuff, their interest rate is 2%. But because the dealer did it, they get a commission of 4%. And so they make 4% of that loan up front. Mm-hmm. In exchange for giving the business to a bank. So a lot of people didn't realize that they could save money and then eventually save money after the fact.
So how do you fix that? What do you do?
Don't get a pre-approved loan before you go to a dealer and tell them you're not looking for financing.
But how did you fix it? What did you do after they already did it?
It's refinance. It's just all I would do is I would write a check. As a credit union, we'd write a check to the bank for that amount of money.
Mm-hmm. So you're just buying it.
We're buying
your
loan.
You're basically buying, yeah. And you're buying debt, basically?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, which is a... which is a good thing,
yeah.
A credit for banks. Like banks don't want money anymore.
They want you to owe them money.
Yeah, because they have enough money.
Yeah, but we got enough money. We don't want people to owe us.
Right. I would just write them a check and then we'd start the loan at our place.
That's how I live my life. I have enough money. I just want people to be indebted to me now.
Yeah.
That's where the power's at.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
You just paid it off, bought it, but then now you have it. And you
cut them a little deal and you make a little quiche on the side.
Yeah, and I would make great money because he gave me this cold call list and I kind of...
Oh, that's like the leads.
Would lie, but it was because it was a warm call list, but I would lie when I called them and say I was just calling to see how they were as a part of their credit union services. And I was like, I just want to make sure, did you recently just get a car recently? And they're like, yeah, I did. I'm like, what's the interest rate you get on that? And then they'd be like, 8.99, and I'm like, holy smokes.
Like, you fucking dummy.
Listen, I was just calling to say hi, but we need to get this on paper.
Yeah.
And because our loans were like 1.79. So I'd always be like, bottom line, here's your monthly savings. You'd be saving $43 a month if you switch it over.
Wow.
Yeah,
so,
it'd be huge.
So wait, but then who are you taking this business? You're basically taking this business from another business.
Yeah, pretty much. So that bank would be charged. So that is what happens. It's called chargeback. So what happened is that bank would basically charge back the dealer for their commission for that loan because they didn't keep that loan.
Oh,
So
they lose all of it or part of their money?
They would lose their entire commission.
Fuck!
No, not like the car commission, but the commission they gained on that percentage of the loan.
Right.
So that's what I would have to be careful because some dealers or some people got a high loan, like a high rate, and it was from us. But the dealer marked up our rate, so I can't refinance them because they took what they took. So they'd have to go somewhere else, which I told people. I'd be like, hey, listen, you're at 9% with us. I can't refinance this. You have to go to somewhere else because otherwise we have to charge back our dealer and they're pissed at us.
And then you'd send them somewhere else. Like a Robin Hood that worked at this bank.
I did.
Man, you're just helping everybody.
Oh, wow.
That was the best part is that I didn't... My boss would have killed me if I knew that I did that with people, but...
Well, we've got a surprise. We've got your boss on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's me, Ron Bossington.
We know the person you're doing right now.
That sounds like the guy from Peru.
Which, by the way, I looked it up. In Forbes' list of billionaires, there's like five Peruvians. on the list.
There's some wealth there.
Billionaires.
Yeah, but you were the one that said $50,000 you could rule the land in
no,
Peru.
No, Matt did. Matt
no,
said
Jeff
that.
Said that. Jeff's the one that said that, everybody.
I was telling Matt,
let
you
the history
can't.
Books say that Jeff Sheen said that.
This
not
is
Matt.
Reported. They'll know.
No, they're not going to rewind it and listen back. Don't do it. Keep pushing forward. and just because they are Peruvian doesn't mean they live in Peru. I'm just saying. Think about
that. Oh, Panama Papers? Yeah. You thinking that?
I'm just
because they live in Peru doesn't mean they're Peruvian.
That's what I mean. There's Peruvians that live in New York City. That doesn't mean they live in Peru. They're
and
Peruvian.
There's New Yorkers that live in Peru.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What do
yeah.
they call ourselves? I'm like a New Yorker.
There's no
Peruvian.
Did you guys know there's no African Americans in the UK?
What are they called? African Americans with cheese? I don't know. What is it called?
African Americans with cheese.
Oh, no. I really messed that one up.
No, but it was funny. I saw where you were going. It's still funny. Oh, boy.
No, what are they? What are they? I mean, what? Yeah, by their name, I hope.
Yeah, I don't know.
European? African and European?
I don't know. Whatever they want to be called.
I feel like we should decide. We should
yeah, I think we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this has nothing to do with finance. We were somewhere with the billionaires.
Yeah.
We were heading somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't think billionaires even really have countries anyways. I think the 1% is just, they go wherever they want. They got no national, you know.
They have multiple passports.
No, they got no flag.
Multiple passports?
Yeah.
They salute the green money.
Yeah, they salute, you know, greed.
Yeah, yeah, all hail capitalism.
Yeah. They're not Americans. They're not nothing.
Because they keep their money offshore, too. Or offshore,
yeah, it's all off of Panama. It's all in Panama.
Is it really?
Panama's got, like, the lowest taxes in, like, the world.
And they make a ton of money when people go down there for spring break.
Yeah,
ooh.
The Panama... What?
He's thinking Panama City, Florida.
Panama City, Florida.
I know that was a joke.
I was there on spring break.
Yes, you think I'm that stupid? I will lunge across this table.
I don't think it was.
Did you hear those kids from the shooting are protesting? They're saying they're trying to boycott spring break in Florida.
Why?
Like, don't go because of the, like... Because
that's where the...
Yeah, something like that.
There was a walkout today. A lot of students in schools across the country, I think, walked out today.
Hashtag enough.
Yeah.
Is that
well,
it?
I mean...
That's what it was.
To go from run out to walk out.
I just thought it was just a bunch of people who enjoyed the Jennifer Lopez movie enough, and that's what those tags were about.
Yeah, everyone's talking about that movie for some reason today. Did you guys see Jennifer Lopez is enough? I'm glad she stood her ground.
Yeah.
What happened to Jennifer Lopez?
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't.
No?
Oh, it's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's Sleeping with the Enemy, but
I hadn't heard of it
Yennefer.
Till just now.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
It's got one of those compilations where she gets stronger.
Oh, I love
those.
And
it pays off.
Or she does one or two push-ups and they loop it.
She kicks his butt, right?
She kicks his freaking butt,
she
dude.
She kicks that dude's
spoilers!
Butt.
Spoilers!
Oh, come on. You want her to the whole time.
He tried to kick her butt, but he broke his shin.
Weak-ass shins.
I'm that Lopez butt.
Oh, man. It was actually just a compilation of her getting her butt ready for this fight.
Yeah, dude, that butt got ready. Anyways, were you looking at an art? You look like you had something to say over there, Eric. You got your paper out.
Oh, I got some stories.
What are your stories?
Oh my God, who is this? Who is this drunk aunt?
I'm telling you, you show up, and he just starts acting like a sassy
Jeff,
class let
Jeff
out.
Jeff does zero work for this podcast. He just comes in, leans back in his chair, and goes, "What do you got?"
Yeah,
that's the whole.
Yes,
I'm
late,
Joy
so talk
Behar.
Oh.
He comes in late. Remind you.
Anyways, read your little thing, Eric.
Oh no,
we have a guest in the studio. So you're no longer involved in finance. You don't do that anymore, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm. I left that. I left that a while ago. Because it was like, the only thing that was shitty, or, can I curse?
Yeah.
The only thing that was effing.
My mom's not gonna like it.
My mom, don't send her this. The only thing that was shitty about it was that we had also.
Oh, don't say shitty.
I mean, the only thing that was poopy doopy about it was that we had to also sell insurance on the loans. But I ended up getting like opted out. I was like, hey, I need to not do this if you want me to make the same numbers I'm making. Because the problem is insurance on loans increases the payment so much. And the insurance that we had to sell or try to sell, and if we didn't sell enough, we got no commission for the month. The insurance was like comp worker insurance so that if you get hurt at work, you don't have to make your payments until you are better.
Mm.
And the other one was life insurance. So if you die, your loan doesn't have to be paid by next of kin.
What's
it's just paid for.
What's the work culture at a place like that? I picture it's like a lot of alpha dudes.
The war? No, it was not. It was a lot of Latino women. it was that, and then me. I've worked with most places I've worked have had a lot of Latino women in it.
The place I go to pay my rent, I go to a bank every month to pay rent, and there's this nice little Hispanic lady. She's so nice.
They're sweet, but they can also like you. But you can't don't get on their wrong side.
Exactly.
When I worked on the set of Enough. There was a Latino woman there, Jennifer
yeah.
Lopez.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that
Jennifer
was
Lopez.
It. The rest of it.
I can't remember her name. Yeah. But yeah, there's like a bunch of tiny little Hispanic women, and they're so nice.
They're just the
Makes
nicest.
Want to bank there.
Yeah, and then they just hang up and they talk shit about whoever they just hung up on.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do you think? What do you think that is?
What do I, they hung up?
No, why do you think that all these places, these banks have a lot of Latino women working at them?
Why are you asking me such a leading question? I don't know what you want me to say right now.
I'm just curious. What is your opinion? What do you think? Why? Why do you think that is?
I feel like this is a scary question to answer.
This is not.
You have good intentions.
I work now at a dog daycare.
Okay.
And there's a lot of Latino women.
Why do you think that is?
I'll say because they are tough but sweet. Like, they'll pet the same dog, but then they'll also let them know, you cannot do that, Roscoe.
Do you think that transferred over into the banking industry?
These aren't the same women. I didn't travel with all of... I didn't go, let's get out of here, girls. We're dog people now.
But do you think that tough but sweet characteristic that Latino women appear to have transfers well when it comes to money as well? Because you got to be, you know, I'm sweet with your money, but I'll be tough if you don't pay.
No, we didn't call... We weren't collections. We weren't a collections department. Like, yeah, let's give you a loan, and then you got to make sure they make their payments. We just... But if like somebody was like upset about their money, they just would be like very stern, and the women would let them know.
Yeah, so it's a tough but sweet industry, really, just like dog daycares.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I interviewed for a job here in
take it easy, Charlie Rose over there. You fucking ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I taking this seriously?
He still
which
has
you all wanted.
No, you're not taking it seriously. That's the problem.
Please, man, I'm in an interview. Go on.
I like how you still have your scarf on. While you God, you're like fixing your glasses you don't have on.
he's about to light a pipe, folks.
I interviewed at a place, a finance place, that was sales. That was starting
here.
Your first year, you make $80,000.
Mm-hmm. Was that here?
In New York. But the hours were so much, like it was like 50 hours a week.
Oh, right, you told
week.
Me that. They wanted you to
But what
be
they
there.
Were doing was why I didn't, I realized, I caught on really quick what kind of company it was.
The bad kind.
It was like, yeah, they basically move credit card debt and consolidate all your debts into one by defaulting all your credit cards, which destroys your credit. And they say, hey, we tell them up front it's going to destroy your credit, but then we're going to rebuild it. And I'm like, that's never... All you should do is stop bleeding and then start improving.
You don't have to kill yourself.
Yeah, because we get credit reports, and I learned how to read those really well. And the first thing I saw that a lot of people didn't know about was credit collections.
Wait a minute. You know how to read a credit report? Oh, I got something for you right here.
Yeah, you got,
just break out my credit report.
It's so many people had stuff in collections they didn't know about, tollways. And that just kind of bleeds your credit until you pay it.
Slowly for years.
Yeah, and then what we would do is we'd get a loan packet together because you have to get it approved. I couldn't just call these people and say, hey, you got a loan now. You have to get the whole thing approved by an underwriter. So I'd get a whole loan packet brought over, their debt-to-income ratio. I used to have to do all that. And then they would look at them and see if they would get approved for the loan. And if they were I forgot my train of thought.
Do you ever have anybody get real upset with you?
Yeah, I've had people...
But it seems like you're trying to be a nice guy and and help them.
Yeah,
they still were like mad.
Yeah, because the problem was that the insurances were bogus. Like you shouldn't get those insurances.
Yeah, it seems like, I feel like a lot of insurance on things people try and sell to you, and you're like, that's it's just useless.
And
unlike extended warranties, you should always get the extended warranty.
You think so?
No.
Yeah, Eric's an extended warranty guy. Eric always gets the Best Buy protection plan for 2 years.
It's like when you go buy a video game and they're like, would you like to buy insurance for this? It's like, why don't you just slap me in the face? I'm not going to give you $6 more.
Yeah.
My God.
I forgot I was saying this, that, when they have the credit report and the underwriter looks at it, there's so many things that they look at that people don't know about that is huge. For example, when you default on a credit card, like let's say you call them and it goes into collections, and then you call the collections place and they call you and they say, hey, you know, you owe $2,000 to this credit card company, but if you give us $500, we'll wipe it clean. That's legit. They will do that because they just want something from that. But the problem is that shows up in your credit report forever as settled for less than full balance, and underwriters just hate that. They look at that and say, no, I don't want this guy. Even if you got a decent score, they at one point lost money on this for a bank.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be the same people to do that.
Yeah.
So stuff like that is, you can't fall for that because a lot of places have you do that.
But everybody does that.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
If we all do it, then they can go fuck themselves.
What do you mean
everybody
does that?
Everybody gets to a point where I just didn't pay a bill when I was like 23, you know?
Yeah, no, collections happen to everybody, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
nobody's just like, they're like, I'm not messing with this guy. If we all get screwed up, then they have no choice but to deal with it.
No, but it's the amount of people that
I think we all need to default as a country and just not pay anything, and then the banks have to take care of us anyway.
That would implode the entire country.
Would it?
Isn't that what happened?
Trump already doing it,
Jeff? Isn't that the housing crisis?
Wow, way to spin it.
Yeah, he's a on this podcast, he's a Republican.
But I just said something very
good. Yeah, he said...
What?
Yeah, but he also laughed afterward and wrote the word sarcastic on the wall.
Yeah, he's evil.
Yeah.
Jeff, Jeff is like a monster when he comes in here. He's a different person.
You don't know what I am. Speaking of old T-Dog.
T-Dog? That's President T-Dog.
Yeah, President T-Dog.
Can you do an impression?
I'm not, no.
How you doing, Nixon? It's going to be nice. I don't know. I want to give him a lisp.
Why do you always go to Ron-on voice when it comes to accents?
Yeah. The U.S. Senate, they approved a bill rewriting post-crisis bank rules. So after the 2008 crisis, the crash, they did all the rules, you know, to like regulate it. And they're going to rewrite them and just take those restrictions off again. So it's going to be even wilder soon. Then we're going to crash hella hard.
Welcome to the wild, wild west.
2025.
What do you think is going to cause the next crash then?
Crypto. It's going to be another huge bubble.
You think it's going to be crypto? You think I don't think that'll affect the worldwide.
I just threw that
eight,
out there.
Because eight was subprime mortgages. Eight was real estate. So they're gonna allow all that. Yeah, that was bundles.
That was also foreseen.
I mean, Donald Trump is fucking around a bunch, and it's like real. It's messing with like the Asian markets. It's messing with the markets here. This whole tariffs thing. This is all not good. It's all creating. It's all making people very nervous all over the world, as far as the economy and other things.
Yeah,
I think that's bad. Very bad.
I don't know. They're just taking up some bank rules. So there's gonna be some wild investing. It's gonna get crazy, boys.
Do you own any?
If you got money, get it in the market now. But then get out in a couple years. But a bubble's happening, okay. And you want on that wave.
Well, what do you have? Do you have suggestions of where people should put their money, or just in general?
Well,
just put it in the market.
Right now, I would say banks.
That's what's gonna.
I'd definitely go banks. If they're deregulating a lot of stuff on the banks, which is what they're doing, banks are gonna start really putting some money in investment. And I bet I'm saying Bank of America's probably gonna blow up.
Chase
will blow up again. And then one of those banks will fail.
Do you have any stock at all?
No, unfortunately not.
Because I know a couple people that work.
We're gonna have to ask you to leave.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hand in your headphones.
If I could invest in this podcast, I would, guys.
Oh boy,
publicly shared.
Yeah.
Yet.
Not yet. We're not an IPO yet. But you get a girl on the ground floor here. Because I know a couple people I'm friends with own stock. They work at a bank, and they own stock in the bank, and they don't take a. She told me something crazy where they can't take a loss on their own stock or something insane like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. And so I didn't know if you, through working at a bank, if you got any stock options.
No, we did. I didn't, but it's. I also would prefer. I would never have a bank again. I would always go credit union just because there's.
I've always had a credit union.
It's way better for it. It's not for profit.
We've talked about this before. Yeah, I have always had a credit union. I've had the same credit. I mean, yeah. I still, my credit union in Indianapolis, I still bank with them.
The money the bank earns at the end of the year, the credit union earns at the end of the year, goes back as a dividend to the rest of the people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I got like 12 bucks last year.
Hell yeah.
Look at that. I'm getting 12 bucks a day.
Yeah, but then all of my interest rates are low. My credit card rates are lower than anybody else's. 9% credit card rate.
I've done the thing. I've refinanced with the credit with the Forum, shout out to Forum Credit Union. I've refinanced them. I bought, like I did basically what you do. I bought out my old credit card, transferring over to the to the bank, and they cut me a hell of a deal.
First thing you should do is just look at your interest rates and get rid of the high ones.
Yeah,
but
people
don't want to print look their stuff up and compare numbers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they say whenever you're scared to look at your bank accounts when you're supposed to look at your bank account.
Absolutely. That's 100%
the same thing
true.
With your credit report.
There's been so many times where I'm like, I don't need to look at my.
So I should just spend all day looking at my bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're worried.
Are you afraid to look at your bank account, Aaron?
There are days.
Right.
Yeah? When was the last day?
When was the last time I was afraid?
Yeah.
I don't know. You have those days where you're just like, all right, I spent a lot of money. I'm afraid to look at how much money I have spent in the last week.
So was it last week? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Last week it spent too much money, huh?
Usually, you know, especially if you go out, you have a few drinks and, you know, maybe have a weekend where you go out a lot. You're like, ugh, I don't want to really look and see
maybe
exactly how much money I spent.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not about the bank and what you spend, Eric.
Oh, you're
are you looking into the sun?
Maybe
why
I don't want to. Maybe I don't want to look inside.
Maybe you drink too much.
The bank is my heart. I don't want to look inside myself.
Maybe you want to see all the beers that you bought and how much you've been drinking a lot lately.
They don't tell you in beers how much money you spent. Your bank statement says like that's nine pilsners,
you
Eric.
Nine beers last night.
They call me up and they talk about the beers and they call you up and they're like, Jeff, you bought 11 scarves.
And then we're going to get you in contact with an emotional service advisor. But credit reports, by the way, You can get one for free every year. A lot of people think that you have to go to these annual or like the freecreditreport.com. Don't ever go to those. You should go to annualcreditreport.com.
Yeah, I don't want them having my information.
Mm-hmm. And annual, if you ever get your
creditreport.com?
And if you ever get your credit run, you can request that they send you your credit report and you get it for free. Like if you go apply for a credit card or a loan or a car or whatever, they have to legally send you a copy.
I applied for a credit card. I have good credit, and I don't know why, but I applied for a credit card for a fuck.
Wow, you applied for a fuck?
For a fuck.
Usually it's cash business.
I applied for a credit card with like an airline, and I got denied. I was very bothered by that because I have good credit. I haven't defaulted.
Did they tell you why?
No, they didn't tell me why. They said they would mail me a thing, and I never got it.
A lot of time, young people not having getting approved for credit is because they never had credit. It's kind of like you need experience to work here in this industry.
I have a good credit, though.
Like,
what's your credit?
I've paid off my I don't know, but it's I know for a fact it's good because I paid off. I've had credit cards I've paid off.
It's probably
like,
fresh, though. It's probably too fresh.
What airline?
Have you been late on credit cards?
Is it Spirit?
No.
On any type of payment?
No. I don't know what it is.
I bet
I don't know.
You probably
maybe
just don't have
been...
enough. You probably have good numbers, but not enough action.
Yeah, it might not be
it's
enough
too young.
Action. Too fresh. And I think I owe. I think I do. I have credit. I think I owe like $400 on my credit card now. But that's not bad. It was like I think it was American Airlines, which, you know, I'm not too upset about not getting it with them now because they.
Why?
Did you hear about that news story?
No.
That killed that dog.
That was United.
I thought that was United.
Oh, it is United again. Yeah.
Wow,
United.
I thought it was American Airlines.
Anytime something bad happens, it's probably United.
Good time to buy United too, I bet.
That's true. If we're
that
talking about the dip,
they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, United.
It's all free publicity. We find out about them, but we're also hearing their name 10 times a day.
This goes down. Their stocks are dropped. They're going to go right back up in 2 weeks.
Their flights are cheaper. That's for sure.
Well, I think that's the same with all of them. It doesn't really matter what happens when it comes down to money, especially for the average person. If United's flight is $20 cheaper, people aren't going to be like, "Well, I'm not flying United."
They're going to take
the cheaper flight.
Yeah, you sort by price.
Yeah. There's not going to be a story like, "Hey, we're having that airline, United, they went out of business a few years ago. Oh, is it because they killed that dog?"
Yeah.
And the whole company disappeared.
Southwest took my grandparents, threw them in a ditch. I'll fly in Southwest anytime.
Wait, they're the ones that got those monocles out?
They're the ones. They came in.
Take the clothes off, burn them, strip them naked, face down a ditch.
Did you know American Airlines isn't called that in the UK?
Oh, I did not. It's American Airlines with cheese.
Yeah, it's Royal Airlines with cheese. Oh boy!
What you got Maddie, there, Matt?
Yeah, Matt, what are you doing over there?
Just reading the story about the United Airlines dog thing.
Yeah, they put him in an overhead thing.
Did
like
not
3
knowingly
hours.
Place the dog in the overhead bin. The flight attendant did not knowingly, apparently.
Wait, what? Did not knowingly?
I
so
thought
she was like
the
what
flight
is
attendant
this?
Did not knowingly place the dog, so she wasn't like there's a dog in a bag and she stuck it in the overhead. But she didn't know there was a dog.
Wait,
in
the
there?
Flight attendant?
Yes.
So what happened to the mom of the dog? She was probably trying to sneak her dog on.
Well, see,
dog.
I heard the opposite. I heard that it couldn't fit under the seat, so the flight attendant made them put it in the overhead, and the family contested. They were like, we can't do that, and they did it anyway.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a French bulldog.
Yeah, French bulldog.
Oh, no, a Langston.
Oh, you like those.
Well, French bulldogs, they don't do well with heat, so you can't put them in an enclosed area like that.
Yeah, couldn't breathe. I mean, they had a French bulldog on the plane, though? How'd they get that on there?
You could fly with
emotional
pets.
Service support animal. One,
see, then you know what? Put it in that overhead thing.
You're 1 minute they're dressed.
Did you just say kill that dog? That's what you just said.
Put it up there.
Put the dog in the overhead, if you know
one
what I mean.
1 minute they're dragging
trying
you off
to sneak
the plane,
dogs
the next
on.
Minute they're killing your animal.
There was a hamster that died, remember?
Yeah, they
an
made
emotional
her flush
support
it.
Hamster? No, they didn't make her flush it. They told her she couldn't get on the plane with it, so she flushed it. That was
they said, why don't you go flush it?
Did and she didn't answer them?
You should just go flush it. And they were like, you just go flush it. That's what I heard.
The
thing I read is made it sound like they were like, go flush it down.
But it's not forcing your hand.
Yeah.
It's like, he made me shoot my golden retriever. Why? He said it.
He said I should.
He was being a dick.
He told me to do it.
Yeah, you can say
no
to a dick.
If you're going
to
flush it, here's what I say.
Am I right?
You better be able to.
I think Sheen would make a fantastic sassy flight attendant.
Oh, man, would you change the onboarding? Like, you know how they have fun things where they're like, you got to put this, this, and that. Otherwise, you're crazy. Like, things like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
When they get weird with it and trying to be funny. I hate that.
It depends
on
the
mood.
I've
never experienced that.
No?
I've never experienced that.
I hate when they get all funky with it.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
Do you clap when you land?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't.
Sometimes.
I think that's the only time that you should be able to. I don't, But like people who clap at ends of movies, never.
Done that before too.
That's awful.
Why?
Because they're not there. Who is this for? Is it just a group exercise?
Yeah, it's nice to connect with others.
I was going to say, I think it's kind of like a nice bonding thing. I don't do it, but I get why people would do it.
Oh, yeah. I walk around and shake everyone's hands and introduce myself.
No, you don't.
I clap at the end of every lift pool I'm in.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah,
but it's
nice.
Not over for them, so it's just the end of your chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet the driver appreciates that.
I think he does.
Hey, thanks.
He or she does, yes.
Thanks for the drive.
I clap at the end of every book.
I clap at the beginning of movies to get everyone excited about it.
Just
them.
Until the end.
Are you ready for the movie?
Who is that, the announcer or you?
Me.
Just really?
I think we should be able to clap whenever you want
to. You know
clap.
What? Have you been to a movie theater where like the manager comes out and makes an announcement before the movie? I do that on my own. I'm like, well, they're not going to do it, so I guess I have to.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The feature presentation.
The emoji movie. Yeah.
Not even wearing a uniform. Just
Matt's going to start clapping at the beginning of this podcast now.
Just wearing regular clothes.
We had some people talking behind us at Black Panther. Remember that, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Old time. And then at the end, this is what got me. You want to hear what got me?
Yeah, what got you?
At the end, there's like five or six of these guys back there. It's a group of friends.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're like, you were sleeping. Like, it was like, the guy's like, what? No, I wasn't sleeping. You were, like, a couple of them fell asleep. Then they wake up, talk, what's going on? Then they pass out again. Unbelievable.
Wait, they fell asleep during the movie.
Yeah.
Woke up in the middle of the movie.
Started talking, and asking, like, what's going on? Had to get caught up.
And they were talking so much. Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to watch this.
I hope they didn't clap at the end of the movie. They don't deserve it.
There was clapping at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
But the extra scenes throws that off, because you never know when to...
And the extra scenes were stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's weird to clap at the end of the movie and then just sit there and wait for the extra scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I always run out. As soon as it's over, I just
you
run
scream
out.
At a high pitch and then run out. There's nothing illegal about that.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, no.
Have a good night.
Oh, you're happy?
Yeah.
Are you done with your paper?
We got a little bit of time left.
We got a little bit of time, but I want to talk about our show coming up, too.
Oh.
All right. Well,
Jesus. Sorry, Matt. Jesus.
Matt didn't want
I'll
to
I'll excuse
about
myself.
What show you guys have coming up?
We'll talk about that later. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Eric.
We got a show, a stand-up comedy show that we're putting on at Velvet in Brooklyn on Thursday, March 29th at 9 p.m. Some
I don't
very
think
funny
you're
comics.
On it.
No, you're not.
I know. I probably know about it. And I wouldn't have asked what show are you guys talking about if I was on it. I don't even want to be on it. Don't ask me.
Well, now you'll
be. Actually, a spot opened up.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
We might toss you five.
Oh, yeah?
If you like Jeff as a guest, show up and then tell us that, hey, I listened to this one episode. Can you give Jeff five? And we'll consider it.
I don't know what's surprising, someone liking me or somebody listening and then following through.
I know, right?
Hey, we have passionate listeners. They love money and they love the pod.
That's good.
Yeah.
All three of you looked at me when you said that, and I felt like you wanted me to go, you guys are good boys.
Matt's sister will be there.
No, she will not be.
Our number one
Calvin
listener.
Will be there. Shout out to Calvin. Hopefully Calvin will be there. Bring your friend Calvin. Calvin's got a job. Calvin's one of our listeners. He emails us sometimes.
He's nice. That's nice.
He sent us a nice thing that made me laugh. Remember the last episode? Boys Club? Sent me a very funny song. So, Calvin, hopefully you can make it to the show. Bring some friends. Bring me some money. I don't know.
Bring Hobbs.
It's a free show. Okay, come on.
My God. This is the guy with the TV credit.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I swear, alt comedy's dying. Anyway.
What? What?
You got any,
I've never heard somebody say that upsettedly.
You guys, before we get out of here, we'll do plugs in a minute, but do you have any stocks that you've been looking at, Jeff? That you
I just talked about the CRISPR one.
Oh, right. I bought some of that.
I was talking about CRISPR. It's gene therapy.
That's cool.
They can get in there.
Oh, like stem cell stuff?
No, they can get in there. What is it? It
messes like with this, DNA.
It messes with DNA. They can pull out chunks of DNA.
Yeah.
And like put things together.
I think I saw.
It's very advanced. It's the medical future.
It's the future.
I don't know. It sounds pretty simple.
All right.
Yeah. I will look into Adidas. I've been looking at Adidas. I think the World Cup is in Russia. And so Adidas is like involved in the World Cup.
Russians love Adidas.
Yeah, and sniper rifles and Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah. AK-47s and tracksuits.
Yeah.
Take Two. They got a couple games coming out in like you got a long Take Two, but they got a couple video games coming out. I think at the end of the summer.
And Rare would be a good investment. They haven't come out with anything in a long time.
That's true. I don't know. Just thinking. Take Two is a big company. They have a bunch of famous games. So I don't know. Take-Two and Adidas are my picks.
Yeah, I'm going CRISPR. Edit, too, but they're kind of the same company. Well, they do the same thing.
Right. I'm going to keep pumping money into Disney.
I will say Magna International.
What's that?
It's a company that they do auto supplies, but they're teaming up with Lyft doing the self-driving cars, automated cars.
They're already taking those jobs away.
What is it?
I know. Lyft. That's kind of shitty that Lyft's taking away from their own employees.
Wow. Work your own hours. You're fired.
Yeah. Sorry. Here's your replacement.
Yeah. The harder you work, the quicker we'll get rid of you.
It's called Magna International?
Magna International.
Oh, Jeff likes it.
5328 right now.
You know why he likes it? Because he's all about people losing jobs.
5328?
Sure.
When people lose jobs, stock market gets better.
Jeff what? Makes money. Everyone Jeff makes a couple dollars every time someone gets fired.
What's the symbol for it? Did you write it down or no?
I didn't write it down, no. The other one, too, is I saw that Coke, they're coming out with alcoholic Coke. They're going to test it in Japan, and if it goes well, I think they may try and bring it here.
I've always said Coke goes good with alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Jack and Coke? I used to buy shit.
I meant Coke.
Wait, alcohol Coke?
Yeah, they're going to put alcohol in Coke.
Oh, alcohol Coke.
No, won't sell. Not here.
They used to have Coke and Coke.
Yeah.
Why are they? They're really going backwards.
They should bring that back.
Yeah. What is it? Almost the 20s again. Yeah. You know.
But why would you not want to just mix your own drink? Just get Coke and Jet.
That's why I'm asking. What kind of alcohol? I wonder. How is it? I mean, I guess
No one's gonna like. You have the choice.
Coke's a mixer.
You mix
rum and Coke. Jack.
Make your own drink.
Whiskey Coke.
Well, those are different drinks. Like, yeah, rum tastes different than whiskey with Coke. Coke has got a different bite.
Right. So alcohol Coke. What is that gonna have?
That's yes.
You know.
It's probably just going to be like, no, it's not going to be
Bud Light?
It's Bud Light and Coca-Cola.
Coke and Bud Light. Ooh, a nice refreshing Coca-Cola Light Budweiser.
Just people taking the Pepsi challenge and getting wasted. Let me try them again.
Tastes terrible.
This seems like a Pepsi move, I'm going to be honest with you.
Because they're cooler?
No, but because they just... Because
they're more desperate.
Yeah, because they're more desperate and they have Doritos and like, I mean, Mountain Dew.
Coke is like a bigger... company that owns a lot of the small guys. Pepsi's not as much.
Not the drinking
Mountain Dew.
No, Pepsi's a bigger company, I think.
No way.
Yeah, because Pepsi is Lay's. It's all snacks too. It's not just a soda.
Oh, maybe
PepsiCo is a whole bunch of snacks. Coca-Cola is just beverage.
And they were in Back to the Future, so you know they're still around.
What?
Pepsi, remember? They had Pepsi.
Back to the Future now is in the past.
No,
we're past Back to the Future.
The documentary Back to the Future.
It ended in 2015. That was 2015.
It was. All right.
Fine. Yeah, we're past Back to the Future.
Sorry for wasting your time.
Yeah, and it's not a documentary. It's a fake movie.
No, it's...
It's Christopher Lloyd.
And then Michael J. Fox.
And Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, current Michael J. Fox looks exactly the same.
No.
Yeah. Everything about him is the same as it was in 85.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
He got a disease.
What?
Yeah.
What else has happened?
All right, we should wrap up.
All right.
Damn.
What?
It was a lot of fun hanging with you guys, but I feel like we blew right through it, huh?
I know. It's been 40 minutes.
Yeah.
By the time we cut out 20 minutes, we'll be done.
Eric, do you have one more thing on your sheet of paper?
Do I?
Yeah.
I have a couple of things on there, yes.
Give me one more. We'll do a couple minutes on it.
What's one more favorite thing?
All right, one thing that I wrote down is that Playboy announced that they are creating a digital wallet to accept cryptocurrency, so you can buy porn with cryptocurrencies.
No, you can buy Playboy with cryptocurrency.
It's
That's
still
not,
pornography.
No, it's not. It's not penetration.
Wow.
Right.
Wow, 40 minutes in, we finally get to his wheelhouse.
What is porn to you? A nice sexy lady bending over?
You got mad.
Webster's.
Well, all right, well, then what do you call it? If it's not porn, then what is it?
It's erotica.
Just a morning read.
It's just adult entertainment.
It's erotica.
Yeah.
Erotica?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Does Playboy's website have videos with penetration?
No. Playboy doesn't do penetration. Playboy's your dad. Don't invest in Playboy. It's your dad's company. That's what they're like, we'll do crypto.
Yeah. We're hip. We're with it.
You say don't invest in Playboy. They're trying to get with crypto, though.
You invest in Pornhub.
Can I get 4 Playboy magazines for half a Bitcoin?
Pornhub.
And our courage just walk around. You know they don't do penetration, right?
They're like, wait, what?
I hear they don't do penetration.
Yeah.
Pornhub's all about virtual reality, too. I mean, Pornhub is the future.
Have you tried one of those yet, but with your phone in front of you?
Yeah, of course I have.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
When you're looking around.
Oh, jeez.
It's not the same.
What are you, What are you? Get off your high horse.
My God.
He's always on his high horse.
Get off your high horse porn.
I just watch
porn. High horse porn.
I just watch Oscar-winning films. That's my porn.
Oh. Like what?
That penetrates my heart and mind.
I am 100% convinced that you just jerk off in a mirror and watch nothing. You jerk off to yourself.
No. I jerk off in a dark room. There's no sound. Just me in a dark room staring into the abyss.
With the buzz of your computer on next to you.
All right, well, that's a good enough place to end.
All
right,
let's end on that.
You got any plugs?
No, I'm good.
Jeff R. Curious?
Yeah, you can do Twitter, JR Curie on Instagram. And, I guess wait for the set to air. That'd be great if you could leave a comment that's not me.
Leave a comment that's positive. I'll try and remember. If we record, I'll remember to plug it for you. But, yeah, you got anything, Sheeny?
Jeffy. Yeah, nothing.
What about you?
Be at Hot Soup at Irish Exit on Tuesday. It's a super fun show.
Nice.
You're doing the soup?
Doing the soup.
That's great.
And then, of course, our show March 29th at Velvet in Williamsburg.
Yes, come to our show.
That's the one I want everyone to come out to.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, come to Williamsburg.
Come to Williamsburg, the Velvet Room. It's going to be a really good time. Free show. I'm going to be at March. I'm at Caroline's on Monday for March Madness. And I'm hosting... the 29th is the day I'm hosting for Gilbert Godfrey, but that's like at 7:30, so. I'm hosting at Caroline's for Gilbert Godfrey on the 29th, so don't come to that. Come to our show.
We'll try and bring Gilbert Godfrey to Velvet.
Yeah, I'll run it by him and see if he wants to do our show. How sick of that.
You could share a lift together.
Yeah. Email us, holdmybread@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.